In a recent policy shift, the Western-backed Syrian opposition says it's now not necessary to topple President Bashar al-Assad for an end to the conflict in the Arab country. Now, the head of the so-called National Coalition Group, Khaled Khoja, says, however, that Assad's overthrow is still the final goal. He says a new strategy is now needed. Now, Khoja made the comments in Paris following a meeting with the French President, François Hollande. France has always been a staunch supporter of the anti-Damascus terrorists. And on Thursday, Hollande called for the relaunch of peace negotiations between the Syrian government and the opposition as a way out of the current crisis in Syria.
Fighting, bloodshed, and carnage. That's what Syria has been witnessing since militants took up arms against the government in 2011. The West, along with some regional countries, threw their weight behind the militants. France was at the front line. Now, the French president, François Hollande, is calling for the resumption of peace talks between Damascus and the opposition for a negotiated resolution to the chaos. He has blamed his Syrian counterpart, Bashar Assad, for the current crisis in the Arab country. But on Wednesday, Assad insisted that his government still enjoys public support despite years of a foreign-backed war against his country. Damascus has long been saying that the only way out of the crisis is that the West stop funding, arming and training militants. Syrian government officials have also warned that those terrorists would one day turn into a threat against the West and the countries they come from, proof being attacks which rocked the French and Danish capitals in the past 2 months.
ISIL has nothing to do with Islam, the same with Al-Qaeda. Those are mercenaries and actually are helping tarnishing the image of Islam in favor of the Islamophobia conspiracy in the world now.
However, the West's support for militants is not just limited to Syria. Iraq and Libya are similarly grappling with terrorists, including the ISIL.
ISIL is evil. It is the evil planted by the Zio-American conspiracy in the area to destroy all the Arabic countries in Syria, in Iraq, and in Libya.
Likewise, the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar in Egypt has accused Washington and its allies of being behind the creation of the Takfiri terrorist group. International investigators in the French-based Financial Action Task Force are warning that cutting off the ISIL's vast revenue streams is the only way to defeat them. Analysts argue that the failure to choke off funding, reinforcement, and weaponry to the terrorist groups could mean that the West is not serious enough to eradicate them. It also implies the fact that the survival of those terror groups could be well serving the interests of the states backing them.